Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
All right, the end of an incredibly busy week. Thank you again for all your support this week. I really appreciate it. But we do have a loaded show even on Friday, including the supercut montage of the year of the media agreeing with President Trump. That can't be. No, it is. It is. The media says, fill that seat. Fill that seat on the Supreme Court. Wait, I thought they said don't fill that seat. No, they did say fill that seat. Hat Tip Media Research Center. We'll get to that. I've also got, okay, I hate you overusing the word explosive, but this is definitely explosive. Explosive? Bombshellery? Whatever? I don't know. But John Durham looks like he's opening up the Clinton Foundation again. DOJ. We'll see. I don't know what's going to happen there, but I'll tell you what he's probably looking at. Welcome to the Dan Bongino Show on a crazy week of news, both personally and professionally. Producer Joe, how are you today?
It's Friday. Thank goodness,
your worst
Daniel.
1960s game show voice. Of course, there was a little delay on that.
Yes,
it's Friday.
It was,
I just want that for the record. Yeah, I don't know if you were like, were you taking a shot of whiskey over there?
Well, I feel like I ought to.
Hold on. Let me knock the, I know, it's been a very long day already, and
dude,
it's just begun,
wow.
Believe me. We've got a lot going on.
Yeah.
I'll have some more on that on Monday. All right, let me get right to it, because we do have a really loaded show, including my Dan Bongino theory of Trump the Disruptor you're going to want to hear. All right, Joe, let's go.
Here we go.
Ding, ding. I'm back in the mood. For those of you checking in on me again, appreciate it. I'm good. Kids ready for the fight ahead. Seriously, I'm not trying to like be Captain Tough Guy. I'm good. Needed a day to work everything out. Now we're A-okay. Now let's get back in the mix. So the media agrees, Joe. Seat that justice.
Is that right?
That is right. You may say, no, they don't. Dan, they've been attacking Trump in perpetuity. Stunner. They've been attacking. Don't you dare in an election year, President Trump. Dare nominate someone to fill the seat of recently passed Ruth Bader Ginsburg. That would be an abomination. Can't possibly happen. Well, Hat Tip, what is this? Is this a Grabian? Or is that the other one? No, this is a media research center. Grabian's the Trump is definitely Hitler supercut. Oh, yeah, we got that one too. Yeah, that's coming up next. Trump is definitely Hitler. They've broken all the Godwin laws, gone out the window. But before that, the media, of course, has told you, right? Everybody listening? The left-wing media lunatics who are full-time activists for the Democrat Party. What have they told you? They've told you the obvious. It is unprecedented to nominate a justice in an election year this close to an election. Really? Because that's not what they told us before Trump was president. Here is an excellent Hat Tip Newsbusters Media Research Center cut of the media telling us what me and Joe agree on. Seat that justice. Check this out.
Article 2 of the Constitution makes clear the president nominates, the Senate advises, and consents. It doesn't say, except not in election year.
It would be rare for the Senate to turn the president down in an election year.
17 presidents, including 5 in the 20th century, successfully put justices on the court during an election year.
6 Supreme Court justices have been confirmed in presidential election years.
The Senate voted on 7 Supreme Court nominees during election years.
And a critical seat on the Supreme Court for now held hostage to presidential campaign politics.
Refusing to hold a hearing on a Supreme Court nominee takes the GOP's congressional dysfunction to new lows.
Just hold the hearing. Seriously? Just hold the hearing.
Do you think people look at this as another one of those boots in the face to the president?
Obstructionism that I am not endorsing. I think it's outrageous.
What they want to say is he's got a 3-year term.
I mean, you were elected for 4 years and you get to nominate for 4 years.
It is all about politics of the ugly variety.
The people decided in 2012 who was going to nominate Supreme Court justices between January of 2013 and January of 2017.
These people were elected and they're paid by United States Treasury to do their job, and now they're saying we're not going to do our job. The U.S. Senate should do their job. They show up day in and day out and they get a paycheck. They should do their job and vote it up or down.
I thought the American people decided to put President Obama in the White House, and that the Constitution says now the president decides what name to send to them, and they decide whether to vote yes or no. What did I get wrong there?
There it is. The double guns. Nice. We played for you, of course, the other day. I don't know. Was it Tuesday, Monday? Who knows? It's been a long week. Things are kind of blending in. We played for you Barack Obama and Joe Biden themselves saying, hey, election year, smelection year. We're going to put someone on that Supreme Court seat when Antonin Scalia tragically died. And then they changed their mind now that it's an open seat for Trump in an election year, where, by the way, he's not a lame duck. He hasn't lost an election and he's not termed out, President Trump. He's not a lame duck. The presidency's 4 years and he's going to take every minute of it. Could be 8 years if he's reelected. Now I'm playing for you the media. All the same media, liberal, lunatic, leftist activists who are telling you now it would be unheard of, unprecedented to seat someone in an election year. Except you said the opposite. Yeah, all of you. Chris Hayes, Chris Cuomo, the Chrises, the two Chrises. Matthew Dowd. Was that Dowd, the delusional? Was he pretend to be a Republican? I forget. I don't even know what he pretends to be anymore. And Andrea Mitchell is Rush, hat tip Rush Limbaugh. Andrea Mitchell. All these geniuses forget they're on tape saying the exact opposite. Now, I'd like to move quickly here and transition from the media being phony frauds, which you already know, but I just want to give you the video evidence that I'm not just making this up, that they're phony frauds, so you can present it to your liberal friends who tell you the media said this. No, the media said the opposite when Obama was in charge. But thanks for playing. That was fun. We'll be right back.
The Dan Bongino Show.